Network.
Why am I so upset? Because this, everything that happens daily only confirms it is the worst, most virulent strain of tyranny that we have ever faced in the United States or worldwide. They are going to go for broke. They are going to do everything. The gun confiscation, the FEMA camps, the troops are already. They're appointing 29 and 32-year-old Army captains and colonels to take over the state police from Illinois to you name it. They're pulling out all the old state police commanders. They're putting in New World Order people. They're federalizing everything. My God, a full-bore New World Order coup d'etat against the people of the United States, and it's happening in every other major Western nation. The republics are falling. The last vestiges of the old republic are being swept away right now. And you don't send your children, even if they're homeschooled, they're going to claim they've got a report to federal duty in middle school. They will send the CPS to kidnap them if they don't. They're moving with forced inoculations. They're moving with bills to ban gardens. Literally, that in mainstream news, suddenly mayors and city council people are saying we can't let people have gardens without police inspections because you might grow marijuana. I mean, just hardcore super tyranny is upon us. And the good news is people are waking up to it, but they're not waking up to just how hardcore it is. Paul, I want to let you go in a minute so you can go write an article. It is now passed. It is now law. Mass total slavery. It is confirmed. Again, we're not omnipresent. That's why a caller alerted us an hour ago. In my gut, all I've been thinking about is this the last 2 days. I knew they were debating it. I've been sick at my stomach. I have been very upset because this is disgusting. This is so horrible to our precious republic that it's completely falling to this. You think I take pleasure in making films, doing all these radio shows, and busting my butt? No, I'm doing it because I know these are hardcore killers taking control. And you idiots out there, it was George Bush would have done it if he could get away with it. He helped set it up. This is continual. It's the National Security Council. It's high treason. Everybody's got to go to their city councils and talk about this. Everybody's got to get in front of government and say, we're not going to be chilled by your intimidation. We're not going to be chilled by this. They want their Obama army to create the illusion of grassroots support to go push this and bully cities, counties, and the Congress into whatever. And that's what they're doing. They made millions of phone calls to Congress this weekend to pass this and to pass all the rest of their stuff. And they're going to use those millions of people that will call and write an email as a false organic movement to ram through as a battering ram to destroy the republic. You have to organically, the real republic, speak out against this and say no and then not follow it. My God, pull your children out of government training camps. Do whatever you, but see, they're imploding the economy where you got to take 2-3 jobs. Then the school's there to have after hours to take your kids over. Paul Watson, I know I'm freaking out, but this is a normal response. I mean, here it is. New York Times. National Service Corps bill clears Senate hurdle. Following overwhelming House passage last week, the Senate tonight voted 74-14 on a procedural move that essentially guarantees a major expansion of the National Service Corps, a cornerstone of volunteerism that dates back to the era of President Kennedy. Say, oh, it's old, it's good. It's akin to the call of arms by President Obama. Oh, it's akin to it, who has hearkened back to those days. This is not volunteerism like the Peace Corps, which is really CIA. This is, see, they won't even tell people when they announce it what it is, but we've got the bill, forced compulsory service, and then we've got the Pentagon Department of Defense announces civilian expeditionary force and says forced conscription involuntary. Paul Watson.
Alex, I don't know if Kurt mentioned this in his article, but it gets worse. 12th Amendment to the Act, which is now being passed.
Oh, my God.
Reads, quote, amendment to prohibit organizations from attempting to influence legislation, organize or engage in protest, petitions, boycotts or strikes, and assist, promote or deter union organizing.
Yeah. No, Kirk covered it. So they're only allowed to do the government's political actions they want. Obama's openly saying these groups are political and he's already launched it. But then selectively, everybody else should be under conscription and then you can't. So banning our free speech, only their propaganda. Finish up when we come back, Paul. I'm going to let you go. We need a master article that explains it all to people historically. This is slavery. Senate and House passed national slavery bill. That is what it is. Red level emergency, ladies and gentlemen. What does this say about the Congress?
Hello, this is Steve Shank. Alex has told you you have to get a supply of food, but Alex and I have decided that there are some of you that we really don't want to have food. If you're a politician who voted for the bailout, don't call eFoods Direct. If you agree with one guy screaming about global warming instead of 650 climatologists who know the earth is cooling, don't call eFoods Direct. If you think growing food for cars is better than feeding people, don't get food. If you think waiting for a cop to show up after a crime is better than defending yourself and preventing the crime, don't call eFoods Direct. If you believe the official report on 9/11, you won't need food. If you think the warnings on the Alex Jones Show are foolish, don't call eFoods Direct. For the rest of you, go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-409-5633. You can't possibly know or control what government, corporate America, or others will do, but you can control what you do. Complete your supply now, eFoodsDirect.com. 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
What if you had a chance to stop Lenin, to stop Hitler, to stop Mao, to stop Pol Pot, to stop Fidel Castro? Would you do it? We know how to beat them. Shattering the left-right paradigm, pointing out that it's a seamless police state we're being brought into through administration after administration. The Obama deception does it. I want you to get the DVD at InfoWars.com. I want you to commit to buy 100 blank DVDs, and I want you to make copies and give them out. If we move against them and show the hardcore tyranny they're carrying out, we can beat them. If you're listening on an AM or FM station, stop at red lights. Tell people to tune in right now. Tell them about the Internet. I don't know many other shows, and I wish they were, covering this information. Instead, all they do is cover me jealously in the Patriot movement and attack me 24-7 because we're the biggest show. Well, they don't understand. The reason we're successful is we're real. We don't have any future, folks, if we don't stop this. This country is just rotten. There's so many stupid people, mentally ill people, people that don't have normalcy to get angry. My God, and it's all over the news that they passed it. They're saying, oh, it's just a little service thing. It's no big deal. It's compulsory. It's setting it up. It says compulsory. It says it. It says it. It says it. They've got military taking over every major police department openly. They're openly taking over. Paul Watson, I'm going to shut up. I want you to just recap what we're dealing with here. And in the article you're going to have out, what, the next hour or two, this needs to go supernova like nothing you've ever written. I am begging people, if you care about your future, your children, if you don't want to be slaves, because now they're setting up the body to administer it, a new federal agency, we must just scream bloody murder, say no to all of it, just like they announced they're going to put satellite tracker boxes in all cars to track and trace you a month ago. Then they back off and say, oh, we're not going to do it right now. We've got to just expose this for what it is. It's going to be hard for them to implement this, Paul Watson, we got to fight them.
What's interesting about this quote out of the New York Times article is that Senator Barbara Mikulski, Democrat of Maryland, said that this, and they call it an army, dispersed to help with education, health services, and the environment, an army, would number about 7 million people.
Yeah, that's what the CNN piece, I interrupted, I'm sorry, but that's what the CNN piece says, army, army, army. And
yeah.
Then, see, they're getting you ready for that. Go ahead.
7 million people. Now, about one in every 50 East Germans collaborated with the Stasi back in communist East Germany. And 7 million is about one for every 50 Americans. In fact, it's more than that.
And the leadership, this is key for the article to put in there, my friend, the leadership of this will be taken from the 50,000 InfraGuard executives, infrastructure protection with shoot-to-kill orders for martial law, mainstream news, the 26,000 clergy response teams for martial law to tell their flock to turn in their guns and go to the camps. That's in the document. You understand, folks? It's in the document. It's in their secret training that we got a year and a half before it was mainstream news and we got called liars just like Mayak. Okay, now let me expand on that, folks. You know, it just hit me like a ton of bricks that they're just going to do everything. This means the Congress are total whores and will pass anything and do anything. They've got bills introduced, moving through the legislature federally to literally ban semi-autos, psychological testing, gun bans, shutting down gun shows. They're openly announcing it. Paul, go ahead. Go ahead and recap. Say what you just said again. A 7 million, he just announced a 13 million separate volunteer army. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's a quote from Senator Barbara Mikulski, Democrat of Maryland, said that 7 million people will be engaged in such work, and it's called an army dispersed to help with education, health services, and the environment, which would vastly enlarge the notion of, quote, community organizing. So 7 million is about one for every 50 people in the United States, which is equivalent to what it was in Stasi East Germany.
And when we remember 5 years ago when it broke and nobody could believe it, when we went to the U.S. Congress and the funding for it, and it was confirmed, I didn't believe it when Al Martin reported it. It was true. They hired Marcus Wolf, he died last year, the former head of the Stasi, and Primakov, the former Russian KGB chief. For 2 years, they consulted on how to do this.
That's right. And, I mean, this is the massive turnover for people losing their jobs because of the economy. They're all going to be hired by the government, and you're going to have the same situation that we've got in the UK, where this common purpose group has its people in key positions of power, and they can control an entire city, and they network out to the entire country. So these people are going to be, a lot of them are going to be primarily drawn from people who are already in positions of power, and they're going to be given these new roles.
Now, here is the key to all of this. It's how they introduce it. Again, we know we've said this, but you've got to explain to everybody. Oh, there's going to be troops, and now they are at DWI checkpoints. You're not for drunks, are you? Now there's going to be troops at car wrecks helping with the jaws of life. You're for that. Oh, now at a mass shooting in Alabama, regular army's going to be there. That's how they're rolling that out now. But when you read the Pentagon documents, it's to, quote, engage military operations against the American people. Now, how do they roll out national service? Oh, we're going to help with soup kitchens for the homeless. And then, by the way, we're going to train the kids with M16s how to do warrant service, cordon and lockdown of cities, as is in the mainstream news, and tattletale squads and everything else, and take over your local communities and federalize them. So, see, they introduced this in the news like, oh, it's really going to help everybody with the imploding economy, when for decades they've been setting it up for the crises time, the rioting, the breakdown of society that's now being brought in. Go ahead.
That's right, which is going to be kicked off with the G20 at the start of next month. What's weird about this Senate passages that they later cited an evangelical preacher who supports it called Rick Warren, who's given lectures to the Council on Foreign Relations and the Davos Group and people.
And that's
like
another
that.
Point. That's another point. Bush spent $9 billion a year on faith-based initiative buying off the churches, violating the First Amendment. Clearly, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or the press, and it goes on. Now Obama's increasing it to $13 billion, and all the Democrats love it. Go ahead.
Right, so this guy who performed Obama's invocation, and he received awards from Bush as well. He was one of the chief cheerleaders behind this national civilian service bill, which has just been passed. So it's got links to evangelical elitists who have got links to the CFR and the Davos Economic Forum and places like that.
Oh, man. Paul, you know, this is a normal response. I say this all the time. You go to a UT football game, I've been to many of them, you know, back in college and things, and the people are yelling, they're screaming, they're painted up, their faces are, you know, painted up orange or whatever the opposing team is. Everybody's screaming. That's normal. But you yell and scream about total end of America, total takeover by hardcore criminals with the banks looting everything, world government openly being announced. You see, they take sports and put your regular tribal mechanism to get angry and get motivated. They take it and shunt it off into petty gladiatorial diversions. And then I'm weird because I'm freaking out. Officially, the country's dead. We may be able to resuscitate it. But, I mean, this means, like, all these tumblers click. It means the Congress is totally criminal, is going to do whatever he says. If they'll pass a national draft of the biggest ever seen in history, Hitler Jugend style, but then not even tell the public in the news that was what was in the bill. So, see, there's that level, too, that the Congress would do this, that they would cover up what it really is, that they're putting military in all the police departments. I mean, Paul, it's off the charts.
Yeah, and then you have to be forced to watch the spectacle of Obama on the CBS interview just laughing about it all, laughing it up about the economy. And whenever you see Biden, he's always laughing it up as well. It's just a big joke. It's disgusting.
Well, they're criminals. And the best way to rob a house or something is to go in dressed like your workman and just load everything in a moving van. And they're just in the workman uniform. Hey, we're here to make the moves. You know, see the neighbor. No, Bob didn't tell me he was moving. Oh, yeah, he's moving. And then they come out with the couches and the safe and the computers and the jewelry. And, you know, they're in a workman outfit. And they're just kind of, ha, ha, ha. And even the 60 Minutes interviewer said, are you punch drunk? Why is this funny? Because Obama just, ha, 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 ha. Now, have you noticed the info babes on CNN and Fox? That's what they do. It's all, hi, world government, it's so good. It's like he projects this fake, I'm happy, it's fun, there's nothing to worry about, everything's great. They're making their move at light speed. Listen to me out there, people that laugh at us and make jokes about it. And I know on YouTube when this video is posted, there'll be jokes about me getting upset. Listen to me, jackasses. They've already taken half of the pension fund's wealth. They've already taken half the stock market's wealth. I know you don't have a pension fund, so you're laughing at it. No, that affects your job. They're going to loot everything we got. They went in Argentina from being as wealthy as us in 2 weeks to being one of the poorest countries in the world. These people destroy nations. These people mass murder. They are going to mass murder us. They are eugenicists. Do you understand? They want to reorganize the United States. They are going to destroy the economy further so they can be the savior. Just like they staged terror attacks on 9/11, they have staged this. And it's now time to grow up and realize how dark and how late the hour is. There's no more time to play games or screw around. I knew they were doing this, but to see them pass all the things they're passing lets me know they're going for broke. They're going all the way. They've left the path of incrementalism, and they're going full bore, Paul.
That's right. And meanwhile, the big establishment liberal websites are talking about Al Gore's got a new book, and O'Reilly made a sexist comment. So that's the level of mindlessness that's going on while all this is being passed right in front of our faces.
And the conservative sites are talking about how the Republicans will save us when they're voting in mass for all of this. Paul, I want you to write the master article with all of these points in it. And I'm telling listeners, how long till the article's done? Because I want everybody T-minus to count down to supernova this article everywhere. How long?
Within 90 minutes. 2 hours.
Within T-minus 90 minutes. So at about 4:30 Central Time. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
person.
I'm intellectual in my analysis of things, but then when I know I have an enemy, and I know they're murdering, disgusting, enslaving trash, it isn't even hatred I have of them. It is just will to defeat them. It is exploding understanding and research and years of dedicated focus. I just want to pass it on to everybody else. I want people to rise up. I want to beat these bastards. God, they're so criminal. It should be so easy. They're so obviously disgusting and un-American filth. Pull up the CNN piece. Now, this is a disgusting CNN puff piece from Saturday. This disgusting CNN puff piece. Listen how they call it an army and a ground force. But it's going to be mandatory. See, they go into people's doors, and they make people that don't like Obama look bad, but the nice people that do, pledging. And this is with government funds, this is all going on. This is the total takeover of society. Let's go to the clip.
Morris, hey, Jim.
Good morning, Karen. President Obama won the election with the help of an army of grassroots supporters who organized online, then took their message to the streets. Now the president is calling on his volunteers once again to sell more than a campaign. Don't tell them the race is over. Once volunteers for the Obama campaign.
Just want to ask you if you support that and if you're willing to sign the petition.
Oh, definitely.
Good pause. The race to destroy the Republic, the race to butcher the Bill of Rights from pillar to post. Go back to it, please.
Roots network of supporters is back on the trail.
Basically, just here's the plan.
Reactivated, this time to sell the president's agenda.
Would you be interested in signing up?
I'm interested in talking about it. Okay. I'm not saying that I'm interested in supporting all of this plan.
I'm part of a nationwide movement today called Organizing for America.
Michael LaFemina was one of hundreds of volunteers who went door to door from New York.
And now the liberal is for a total draft for everybody. Oh, it's so liberal and nothing but lobbyists and nothing but banker takeovers and attacks on free speech. They're announcing fairness doctrine to ban films, Associated Press criticizing the government. I mean, it's all happening. These sons, they are trying it. They're doing it. I just can't believe it. It's so incredible. Go back to them.
Really? I've got my checkbook.
To California on behalf of something called Organizing for America, a project of the Democratic Party run by remnants of the Obama campaign.
Hit pause again. Simulcast with the Army's announcement, Defense Department announces a civilian expeditionary force for here in the U.S. drafted and overseas, merging with laws to back it up, and they use government funding to advertise Organizing for America and USAService.org to get people to join with U.S. government funding for Obama and his agenda to then lobby the Congress. This is the executive taking over the Congress, and the Congress is just going, yeah, we're bending over, we're taking it, we love it. This is what Hitler did, folks. Back to it.
I feel like I'm volunteering for President Obama. I feel like I'm volunteering for myself, for our country, for our democracy.
How'd they do it? Using the campaign's old email list, Organizing for America alerted supporters to visit its website, where a message from the president was waiting.
Talk to some neighbors and let people know how important this budget is to our future.
And voila.
If you provide your name and some contact information,
we'll make you send your information.
I'll be happy to do that.
The mission on this outing, to blunt criticism from Republicans.
If we maintain the proposals which are in this budget over the 10-year period that this budget covers, this country will go bankrupt.
And even a few skeptical Democrats over the president's budget.
I'm especially concerned about the long term.
Hit pause. See that on the screen? Put it back up. Obama's army. But what they don't tell you is they're getting you used to that term. It is an army. It's in the bill. It's passed. And these are going to be the commissars, the political police over you. You can go to his website and watch him address thousands of preachers, all the leaders. And he says, I want you to be on your block. I want you to convince your neighbors. I want you to help your neighbors and watch your neighbors. And they just announce it like it's all cute and sweet. Oh, we're watching you. Oh, we're here. Same thing in England. Same thing in Australia. And there's huge numbers of Republicans that are voting for all of this. You know why? Because they're getting millions of phone calls from the Obama idiots. We'll come back, finish up the clip, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to open the phones up specifically on the New World Order takeover, 1-800-259-9231. Again, when I saw this had passed, a splitting headache hit me, and then it just turned into rage, because I'm normal. I'm sane. I know that these murdering bastards are dangerous. I know they want to do here what they did in Iraq. They're taking us over. This is toe-to-toe New World Order combat.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock, and what I'm about to tell you is true. My real Social Security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, every member is covered by our $1 million total service guarantee.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credit, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens, and if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million total service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-605-4229 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-605-4229. That's 1-800-605-4229. Again, 1-800-605-4229.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, he's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
There is growing evidence that Americans would have better health and a lower incidence of cancer and fibrocystic disease of the breast if they consumed more iodine. Nutriodine iodine is formulated to work with your body to help to stimulate proper hormonal balance and can assist in detoxification from fluoride, bromide, and chloride toxins and helps provide protection from radioactive iodine from nuclear fallout. Nutriodine is made with a proprietary high-energy field from pure crystalline iodine. Nutriodine should be used by all ages every day. If you suffer from chronic fatigue, low thyroid, and mitochondria function, or if you just want to feel better from day to day, Nutriodine drops are for you. There are several forms of iodine. Nutriodine is the only trusted source. Available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com. Your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
That's why they're creating a counterfeit grassroots movement under federal law to silence your free speech, to bring you into full bondage. Meanwhile, the death threats to my family, the harassment, the attacks is just off the charts, which lets me know we are very close to the heart of beating these people because we are reaching out to you. Those that have the power of the human spirit with God's guidance to crush these bastards. This is the most virulent form of tyranny. I have analyzed it coldly in a calculated fashion for years. They are planning to bring in total depression, set up a police state, and then start mass arrest and mass executions. This is the globalist. This is the New World Order. This is what they do everywhere. They now are going to do it in the United States. Millions of police and military will die in this fight. Millions of citizens are going to die. It's real. I try to deny it every day. I try to ignore the analysis that I've done and many other experts have done. This is for real. This is the greatest challenge this nation and this world has ever faced. If we don't stand up and be heard now and get really aggressive, in the info war. It's going to become a physical war. The globalists have successfully mass murdered worldwide and organized it and done it. They believe they can do it here. They pass the point of return. It's who they are. I've analyzed that as well. They are going to fail. They are assured in failing. The question is, how devastating is this going to be? The question is, how bad is this going to fight going to get? How many of us are going to be lost and imprisoned? I pledge myself again, my name, my sacred honor, all of my treasure, my very blood in the fight against tyranny. If my blood is needed to nourish the tree of liberty, I gladly will sacrifice it. And it is through that willingness to lay down your life that you are given life, that you are given justice. Those that are not willing to lay down their life for their brethren will lose it. And those that are willing to lay down their life will gain it. Because when you're cowed, when you're a coward, when you lay down, that makes the wolves come. That encourages the criminals to take over society. But when you're willing to fight, and you're willing, you know, folks, when I went out 2 months before 9/11, said they were going to attack the World Trade Center, staged that attack, lost two-thirds of my radio stations, got attacked, lost my sponsors, could barely even pay my bills, could barely pay my house payment. It didn't matter to me. I knew it was the right thing to do. We gained more stations back. We got bigger than ever. Some liberals didn't understand and thought I was bashing just Bush. Those stations dropped me when I started going after Obama. It doesn't matter. You have to sacrifice. You have to not care what people say or what they think of you. If you can't do that, folks, you will be enslaved. To the military, the police, you know the tyranny's coming. You've been told martial law is coming. You've been told they're setting it up. Now, you know I warned you years before. We have the government documents. Please, men and women, old, young, it doesn't matter. People in the system, people that are going to be asked to carry this out, do whatever you can to get the documents to us and others. Do whatever you can to speak out against this. Do whatever you can to fight this, especially those in the system. We're all in the system to one degree or another, but it's just all real. I intellectually, coldly analyze it, and what comes out of the process is pure hell. You know, it's like, my God, I can't believe what I've arrived at, because, folks, what I arrive at has always come true. I know history. I have an integrated fusion of analysis and data. I have that gift. I don't have the gift of articulating the full picture. People think I have this gift of articulation. No, I don't have that gift. I have the gift of understanding it. And and people that are awake to the New World Order, we have to get our heads screwed on straight. So many people dither and fight about who's behind it or who the heads of it are, all this stuff all day long. Who does it matter who runs it? Arrest the bankers. We know they're running it. You know, don't let them pull race and other things into it so that we can't get the biggest movement we can. That's meant to sabotage us. The enemy is coming after me right now, folks, in every way. Because I am unifying people. You, my listeners, are unifying. You are great leaders. You are taking action in just beautiful ways. And I need people to pray for us here at this office, though. I need to pray for not just myself, the people that have the courage to work here, the courage to go through what they go through. I want to commend all of you out there. I want to commend you right now. And I don't know if I'll make it through all this, but I know this. We're going to beat these bastards in the end. God's promised us that. And all the king's horses and all the king's men aren't going to put the stinking New World Order together. It is going to be forged. It will rise and it will begin collapsing the moment they put the capstone on it. You look at that man on your screen, Barack Obama. That is a would-be dictator. That is the elite empowering him. You want to see a Stalin or a Hitler? You are looking at the next Adolf Hitler. You are looking at the next Joseph Stalin. He has a spirit of wicked power. He has a spirit of deception. He is highest caliber evil. You know, my father, who never gets into religion, never, you know, he's Christian, but he doesn't thump the Bible. He doesn't go to mainline church. Well, I guess they go to the Methodist some, but the point is, they're going back to church these days. But he goes to Germany a couple times in the last few years because we have family over there. And they go over and see him. And my father called me up Saturday morning and he goes, son, son, I just watched the Obama deception on DVD. It's seen it online. He said that you gave us. He said, I recognize where Obama was in his New World Order speech he gave in Berlin because I've been there several times. And he'd come over to my house when he was last there 6 months ago and showed me all these photos of the Pergamon Gate of the museum that's right there at the Pergamon Gate where the Nazis had the Pergamon Gate. There where Obama gave his speech. And people pointed out that's where Hitler gave his most important speeches, was where Obama was standing. And he called for a new world order there. Now, here's Obama, and these men are antichrist. The Bible says there are many antichrist. It is a prototype. It is a spirit. Here he is standing. He chooses where Hitler spoke. Just a few feet away from him is the window in the famous things when Hitler was elected, waving at everybody. Now, right in that building behind him is the Germans, before World War I, went to Babylon, just south of Baghdad today, 30 miles south there. They went to Babylon, and they dug up the turquoise blue gates of Babylon and the Pergamon Gate, and inside was the seat of Satan in Babylonian, that they worship Satan. That's where that comes from in the Bible. And the seat of Satan, Hitler believed it gave him power. And they built a big concrete dome over it so the air raids couldn't destroy it. You can't make this up. My dad calls up and he started reading Revelations to me. And he's talking about the Antichrist. It says, we'll speak from the Pergamon Gate and the seat of Satan. And so that's why Hitler spoke there. And then Obama. Now, I'm not saying he's the Antichrist, folks. This is a secular show. Writers cover the facts. And he read me the passage of Revelation. I forgot it was. Maybe somebody can call in right now. Well, the lines are loaded. It's just sick. It's totally sick. Let's play the rest of the CNN clip, then I'll go to some calls here. Regardless, though, intellectually, just from the facts of what he's setting up and the FEMA camps and everything the globalists built for him and how the media is putting all their power behind him like never before, we are in deep trouble. This is it, folks. Go ahead and play the clip.
It's coming out of my pocketbook.
As Michael LaFemina found on Long Island, not everybody is sold.
He's already crippled the God economy, him and the Democrats. I don't care. Let him fill him.
These volunteers insist they can take the heat.
Keep up the good work, Obama.
We support him 500, 2,000%.
That's right, let him film it. Now, if it works, Organizing for America could put its volunteers to work again on other White House plans, giving the administration a ground force that can gather signatures and work the phones to push the president's agenda. It has all the makings of a campaign before the reelection campaign, Karen. They're not quite putting the band back together, but it's close.
Yeah, exactly, and they're certainly getting an earful, depending on whose door they knock on.
Absolutely.
Thanks so much, Jim. John, yeah. I don't care. Let him film me.
Exactly. That guy had his opinions, and he wasn't shy about sharing them, that's for sure.
Oh, then they make fun of him. Okay. In fact, guys, I'm going to give you my dad's cell phone number. He does surgeries on this day. He's an oral surgeon. I don't know if he'll be there. I'm going to give you my dad's number. And I want you to give him the Genesis backline, you know, that extension, because I want him to briefly on air tell the story about the Pergamon Gate. I may even go into overdrive again. Guys, come get this number for my father. Because I was, like, researching something when he called me and wasn't paying full attention. That's my dad's cell phone. Give him the Genesis backline. You know that number? Yes, line? Okay. You want me to write it down for you if you don't know it? Okay. And again, remove from the equation whether he's the Antichrist or not. Let's just secularly look at it. Why would he go speak from the favorite spot where Hitler spoke? With the Pergamon Gate behind him and the seat of Satan, which they've got behind graves and won't even let the people at the museum see. My dad went there. He shot video of it. He took photos. I've watched it at my house. And they have a display there how Hitler thought he got his power from it. And then there's Obama going there to speak at the Pergamon Gate. Did he answer? All right. Let's go ahead and talk to Jason in Kentucky. Jason, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I'm 29. I've been married for about a year now. And my wife and I are considering having our first child and bringing a baby into this world. I know you and I are similar age, and you have children.
Do it. You're supposed to have.
I know children are precious, and I do put all my faith in Christ. But you talk about the New World Order. I know that a child growing up in today's world is going to be far different from the one in which you and I grew up in.
Let me stop you. It's going to be a great blessing to grow up during this time and to go through this persecution and this tribulation system. You know, living is, you know, if you make that decision, is that child's destiny. So just ask God what you think, you know, you should do. But
I mean, as a person,
notice there's been a baby boom. There's been a baby boom since 9/11. We're supposed to have more children during adversity. We're not supposed to cow. The evil people are having kids. Go ahead.
As a person with children like yourself and having as much knowledge as you do about the New World Order and just the demise of our country and our world as we know it, where do you find solace or reconciliation? I mean, I'm fearful. I mean,
well, my children have recently been attacked. We've had phone calls threatening my children, and I just turned it over to God. I said, God, you know, I never ask God for anything. I say, your will be done. Lead God and direct me. I'm not perfect. Just help me be a good person. Help me tell the truth. Give me discernment. Help me. But the one thing I broke down and asked God, I said, God, kill me. Have them kill me. Have them torture me. Please take me before anything happens to my children. But if something happens to my children, that is God's will, and that is the evil that's done this, and that is just the way it is. I will not give in to fear. That's what I say to you, sir. Go ahead.
No, I think we're on the same page. My father had similar advice. I just wanted to thank you.
Your life force, sir. You give up the life force when you decide not to have children, when you cow to the fear. Most of our ancestors were born coming across on ships, you know, in the bottom of ships filled with crap and piss and, you know, rats everywhere, whether they were black slaves or white people. We've gone through adversity. We've been through it. It only makes us stronger. Okay? So, I mean, it's your decision to make, sir, but just be committed to work three or four jobs if you have to. And if you have those children, don't put them in the government brainwashing camp.
Well, thanks very much, Alex.
You guys get a hold of my dad? He always refuses to come on air. He's very shy. Is he going to call in and tell folks about he won't do it? Well, right now, whatever, forget it, whatever. Kalash in Germany. Kalash, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, thanks for holding.
Yes, hello. First of all, I'm Kalash from Germany, originally from Iran. So I just want to give you tonight a point of view of Iranians from Iranians. I used to grow up here now for 20 years. I learned to behave like Germans, but the first thing I want to say, respect to you and to your staff. You're doing a great job for the world. You're doing a great job for the mankind. For me, you're not a bulldog or a shepherd, a German shepherd. You're Prometheus. You're equal to Prometheus with your staff because you bring the ration and you bring everything back, which is important for the good to live and to survive. First of all, sir, I know your time is short, so I want to make it quick here. Just let me say some stuff about the point of view of the Iranian. I just want to start quick. In the 70s, where the revolution in Iran started, there was Shah. You remember him. He was a great person. And he was, at that time, talking about the new world order he was faced to. And he was one of the guys in Asia who said, I don't want to play this game.
Kidnapped him and gave him cancer, and then they brought in the Ayatollahs, and it's all staged. Go ahead.
So much intelligent. I know that you're going to do that. So during these 30 years, Iran was prepared for these days. This regime is totally versus his own people. The people in Iran, 98% of the people in Iran are against this regime, and 98 are even maybe more people are the same, have the same feelings like the people in the States. I was a lot of times in the States. I used to work there. I used to do my internship there, and it was a great time to talk to the people, no matter it was a Chinese, Asian, black, white. They feel the same. Everywhere in the world, the people feel the same. Now it's the point to hold together. We people, with your help and with the help of other people, we have to put our hands together and from information, get to the streets and just make that nice, small revolution. There is one video just came out this year, which is really important for the understanding of everybody outside, especially for your listeners, for our friends outside, for the warriors, for the freedom. It is called Iran is not a problem. They have a website. It is called Iran is not a problem.org. And I beg everybody, please check it out so you just know, you get some information about the history to the last 30 years.
The globalists are threatened by any advanced intelligence society they don't control. So they blast the Iranians, they blast the Serbs, they go after anybody that isn't under their control.
Exactly, sir. And you know, the problem which we face too is not even Iran and the local, the region Iran, because the big war is going through the elite from Europe and USA, United States, or Northern America versus the elite in Asia, which is on the control of Russian and Chinese. The Indians play the same thing right now, the government, like the U.S. government is telling them. So the big main problem is the elite in China and in Russia. So they actually, the fight is going on between them, and we're just sitting in the middle of it.
Sir, I hear you. Your phone's fading out. Good to hear from you. Call back again. Thanks for holding. We're going to come back, take a few final calls. And I got really upset earlier because it just hits me. I can't just sit here day after day calmly talking about this when they just passed a mega draft for women as well, and they won't even say in the news what it is. They go, oh, a volunteer thing just passed, and you read it, it says compulsory service. I mean, you know, and they're building death camps. I mean, I just, this doesn't have to happen if people will get up off their big, fat butts, their big, fat asses, and do something about this. We'll be right back. Stay with me. I think I'm going into overdrive. I can feel it.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Worried about the side effects from prescription drugs? Tired of searching for an effective, safe, natural alternative you can trust? Join more than 300,000 people worldwide who trust in Native Remedies. Our market-leading natural remedies are manufactured using the highest quality ingredients in FDA-registered facilities. We only use whole herbs and never use chemicals, giving you superior effectiveness and safety without side effects. With over 250 herbal and homeopathic remedies, you'll find products for your entire family, even your pets. Address issues like concentration, stress, mood, sleep, pregnancy, memory, joint support, digestion, cold and flu, sexual performance, and much more. And all Native Remedies products come with a one-year unconditional money-back guarantee. For a limited time, visit NoDrugsPlease.com, enter coupon code RADIO, and receive $5 off your order. Purchase two items and receive a third absolutely free. Visit NoDrugsPlease.com or call 1-877-289-1235. 1-877-289-1235 today.
Coming up in about an hour, Paul Watson's going to have a detailed report about national slavery passing the House and Senate, going to that dirtbag president's desk, that wicked front man. I'm not going to go into overdrive. I got a bunch of stuff I got to do. I'm going to make another Obama film. I'll tell you the name of it next week. It's going to be out July 4th. We're just going to continue to fight. People are waking up. People are fighting back. The enemy's put everything in high gear. I just look at all this intelligence, all this information I've got, and it's just, it's the worst possible. The attack configuration and the stated goals of these people is gun confiscation, mass shootouts with the police and military, just hell on earth for everybody, except the elite who've moved offshore to do this. They've all left the U.S. They're preparing to gut it completely. See, the globalists can move around doing that while they're outside the nation. And they're not going to get away with it. I'm going to fight this revolution. No doubt they're probably going to set me up, kill me, arrest me, whatever. I just put it in God's hands. And, you know, that's the end of it. And I want to thank all of you out there for everything you're doing to fight these bastards. We're doing the best we can. Just tell everybody about the free podcast at InfoWars.com. Tell everybody you know about the radio show. Regardless of where they are, they can listen at InfoWars.com. If you're listening on AM or FM, tell everybody about that. And please get the Obama deception at InfoWars.com. I get the thing out for free on the web, but it's not in the highest quality. Get it at PrisonPlanet.tv. Download it in high quality. Get aggressive. Get in the fight. Don't let the enemy coming in like this intimidate you. They're going to have our way with us if we don't fight them. You got to fight a bully. You got to fight a bully, folks. Michael in Florida. Michael, you're on the air.
Alex, I'm sitting here, and I'm looking at these state sovereignty resolutions from both New Hampshire and South Carolina. And they specifically enumerate requiring involuntary servitude or government service as a nullification of the Constitution. Now, my question to you
is... It's high treason.
And it's tyranny of the highest order.
This is America's Superman. This is gold kryptonite, folks.
Exactly.
Everything they're doing is the opposite of goodness. Go ahead.
Do you think the states are going to have the gumption and the gall to take action on these resolutions that they passed?
They have the state police come in. They start threatening the legislatures. Some of them are passing it more or shooting it down, but it's only step one. But you made a good point. The states enumerated this from Obama's agenda. What is so scary is about half the Republicans are voting with them.
Well, it's just blatant tyranny. I mean, this is 1860 all over again. Are we going to just turn our backs on the citizens of the states?
No, we're going to fight it, but I'm telling you, I am powerless without you. Everybody tells me what I should do in this. I am busting my butt, and I'm not saying I'm good because I did that. It's my duty, but I mean, I am not all-powerful. I'm nobody. I'm just some average guy. It's all up to you. I need everybody to drop what they're doing, get the Obama deception, buy 1,000 DVD copies, and get it out. Let me tell you, they need a fake grassroots movement. If you'll turn it loose... The truth is more powerful than the lie. We will kick their ass. And I'm sorry I'm talking like that, but I am literally, I'll tell you, I want to fight for freedom. I want to fight evil. And I feel like I could take on 20 people right now. You know that feeling?
Well, I just want to say to any state legislatures, people that may be listening, you are elected by the people. It is your job to represent us and to protect our interests. Do your job. Don't
and when they try to do their job, they sick 13 million Obama bastards on them.
Of course they do, but they need to stand up for them. They need to be, you can't let tyranny overwhelm you. Remember what the Constitution of the United States was about in the first place, and the constitutions of the states. The states created the federal government. The federal government is a child of the states. The child
absolutely
cannot dictate to the parent.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, well, we're in the right. They're in the wrong. They've drawn first blood a million times. We know the score. Jason Bermas will be back live 9 to midnight tonight. I'm going to sit in with you. I'm not going to do retransmission right now. I mean, I'm not going to do any overdrive or go to retransmission at InfoWars.com. Listen to me. No one is reporting that it's compulsory service. They've passed it. The New York Times and AP are deceiving the people. In 1 hour, Paul Watson's got the article launching at InfoWars.com at 4 o'clock Central. Get it out to everybody. Retransmission starts now. One place, InfoWars.com. On the audio stream, stay with us. God bless you all.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.